Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And yes, we are here once again on a Saturday. Ron Grant, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. We're having a good time here. 7 years you've been on the air.
Seven years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Going on eight, if my math is correct.
Yes, we're on our eighth year. It's
celebrating
terrible. Having fun.
Anniversary, a lot of fun here, showing people how to keep their money safe over the years, giving them some great ideas, tips, playing some music, and giving away food.
Food.
Which you like to do. Chick-fil-A coming up in a little bit. We'll chat about that. So everything's going well. Anything new? Anything happening on the street?
No, we had, we did the 9/11 thing at Vista Ford on Monday, which was nice. Had a pretty decent turnout for a weekday, honoring the first responders. It was nice. The weather was really played along great. Had a nice breeze, which was kind of cool. And so it was nice. We got another cruise coming up this Saturday, Rock and Roll Cafe in Simi Valley. So that'll be nice. And the weather's going to cooperate with us because it's nice and cool now.
Should be good. Yeah. We were having the ups and downs of the weather above 100. Then we were kind of muggy, had a great lightning and thunder show Monday morning this week. So it's been crazy. It's been weather for this area, but nothing like the other places that really get horrible weather.
Man. Feel bad
and
for
that's,
all
yeah, that's just terrible. So as much as we say it's too hot, it's too this, we're in the sweet spot.
Oh, yeah. We're perfect compared to Texas or Florida, that's for sure.
It is fantastic, yeah. And we are here with Ron Grant. Now, here's some great news. You can listen to the Safer Money Solution show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Bam, you're there.
You're
just
there.
Like that.
Just like that.
You hear Ron Grant. Talk about the gift card promo and the new program that you have. We used to go out to dinner at nice restaurants. Yeah. Now you go individual.
Well, you know, the thing is, Spence, I've been feeding nice people for the last 9+ years at my public workshop dinners. And I know a lot of people won't do that. You know, for whatever reason, they don't want to go out. So I thought if I meet with you one-on-one, see if I can help you keep your money safe, then you'll get with me a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card, MasterCard or Visa. You can still have dinner on me, or you can, you know, do whatever you want to do with the money, pay a bill or buy a part for your car or whatever you'd like to do. Now, to qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, and Wall Street's been up the last couple of years. So now might be a good time to be a profit taker. Take some of those winnings off the table, especially if it's your dignity money, money you got to live on for the rest of your life. You know, a lot of you people out there have been scrimping and saving. So when you do retire, you have enough money to live on. You know, and we've talked about this for many years. If you want to stay here on the coast and, you know, in California, especially Southern California, you're going to need about 80% of your current income to stay living here. If you move down south, probably 60. But I'll tell you something. If you want to live here, it's about 80%. So with me, you get to participate in some of the upside, never the downside of Wall Street, and I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. The top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? I can provide it either through a check or EFT'd into your checking account or your savings account every month, and you'll get that for as long as you live on this earth, and then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. I can also start helping you take away the fees in your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan, your IRA, your paying fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, those companies that have your products. And now we can help you take those fees away, because when you pay those fees, it's taken away from your returns. And of course, that means you're making less money. That's the nice thing about it. So if you'd like to meet with me one-on-one and then get the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313. And we'll sit down and help you. You can also check out my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Got some great third-party educational information there. There's some testimonials that they've called in off the radio. You got some email testimonials. You can email me from there. You can schedule an appointment from there, whatever you'd like to do. And then my second website is the initial I as in Indian, wantincomeforlife.com. And there's a one-minute video there I want you to take a peek at, and then download the free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. I get five or six people at least a week downloading that book, and that's something that you might want to take a peek at. If you're getting ready to retire or you've already retired, we need to talk to you because, you know, chances are your money is still in the risk, still in the Wall Street casino. And if it is, and we have another 08 or 09 or 2000, and it's coming. It's just a matter of when. We know it's coming. We just don't matter what day it's coming or what month it's coming. But hopefully I can help you protect those assets and you won't lose anything. So give me a call, 805-660-1313.
It appears sebophobia is the fear of food.
Sebophobia.
So maybe some of the people out there have sebophobia. So that's
they don't want to eat.
Gift card, and they'll go out and enjoy something else.
I think it, you know, I think what it is, Spence, and we've been doing this for almost 8 years, and you've been to every dinner, and I think it's just people are a little embarrassed, maybe going out in public, sitting there and listening for an hour, hour and 10 minutes, and then eating. Because some of the people don't do anything. You know, they never call me, they never schedule an appointment, whatever. And I think that's what it is. And maybe they just feel a little embarrassed. So now they don't have to do that. We'll meet on one-on-one, and if I can help them and keep that money safe, then they can get a gift card and go on down the road.
And that's what they should do.
Yeah.
Ring you up and make that appointment to Ron Grant. I've been with him numerous times, both in large groups and alone.
Yes.
And he is fine.
Yes, I'm good. I'm good.
Great company. Ron Grant is great company.
Also, I won't bite.
Grab yourself a pen, get some paper. Maybe you just do it straight into your phone. We're going to be taking some notes in just a moment. Ron Grant will be back in 60 seconds. It is the Safer Money Solution Show.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And welcome back to the Safer Money Solution Show with your host, Ron Grant. Let's get straight to it, Ron, and talk about fees in a 401k plan. Now, I do have a 401k plan. Many people do, or a variation thereof, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about those variations. When people hear 401k, there's similar programs throughout the working class.
Yeah. Depends if you're a teacher, nonprofit, mm-hmm. municipality. They all
different
have kind numbers, of
different numbers, letters, but. Yeah. Basically the same
thing. They mean
thing.
About the same thing, mm-hmm. yeah. And, you know, last week we talked about that 401k disclosure rule not helping investors that came up back in 2012. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about the disclosure law, but we're going to talk about a couple other things. You know, most of the workers, despite their best efforts by federal regulators and others, seemingly don't know or care about how much they're paying in fees for the 401k or similar retirement plans, as Tommy was talking about. But, you know, they should and you should. Because when you're paying the high fees for your 401k, et cetera, it reduces your overall investment returns and ultimately the overall size of your nest egg. You know, participants need to know the importance of fees and the returns. And this is per Eric Carter. He's a senior residential financial planner with Financial Finesse out of El Segundo, California. Understanding how much you are paying in fees is a critical step to financial security. Agreed, Lori Rowley. She's the co-founder of the National Association of Retirement Plan Participants in San Francisco. So, what should you know about the 401k fees and expenses? Disclosure, it's the law. So, the Labor Department, so-called 401k fee disclosure rule, it went into disclosure in 2012. Now, the disclosure rule, under the rule and the plan administrators, are required to mail you a quarterly statement showing your investment rates of returns, investment-related fees, and expenses, including any amounts the plan deducted from your account to cover administrative costs. Well, don't feel alone if you're not getting this. By the way, you don't know how much you're paying for the 401k investments plan. First of all, 83% of Americans, according to AARP, didn't even know they were paying any fees, which is totally ridiculous because how do the 401k companies stay in business? They got to charge a fee. Only half of the plan participants even noticed that their fee information was disclosed to them, and about 7% took any action to response and learning how much they were paying in the 401k fees. And according to the Retirement Confidence Survey, 7% who took the one-third moved their money out of the expensive investments, 23% withdrew from the plan altogether, and 8% increased the share that they invested in the less expensive investments. Millions of workers in America have no idea how much they're paying, said Rowley. One of the primary reasons for this is because the process of trying to figure out how much they are paying in the fees is difficult and confusing. According to Rowley, plan participants should need a secret decoder ring, I like that, to figure out how much they're paying for their retirement plan. And you need to know because it's your money, okay? So the 401k fees fall into three categories. As classified by the Labor Department, 401k fees fall into three. So plan administrator fees, investment fees, individual service fees. Okay, plan administration fees, that's the day-to-day operation of the 401k plan. Plan involves expenses for basic administrative services such as record keeping, accounting, legal and trustee services. In some cases, these plan administrator expenses are covered by the investment fees deducted from your returns. That means you're making less money. In other cases, these fees are a separate charge borne by the employer or charged directly against the asset of the plan. When charged directly, the fees are allocated among the plan participants, whose those are have the larger accounts pay more than the smaller accounts. Makes sense. Most 401k plan operating expenses and those for the 403b and the 457 plans, et cetera, are all paid from the plan assets. This is Wayne Bogosan, president of PFE Advisors in Southborough, Massachusetts. He said another way is also paid by the participants. Now, what important note that this gentleman says is that these investment-related expenses are not disclosed on an annual fee disclosure notice, because they're paid out of the revenue share paid to the record keeper for some or all of the plan's funds. That means you're missing that stuff. So at a minimum, the plan participants should not be lulled into thinking that all they're paying for in their 401k plan is administrative fees, because they're not. Most people see administrative fees and they go, oh, all right, on the statement, hey, I can handle that $30 annual fee. That's okay. No big deal. Well, fees paying for services, make sure you're getting what you pay for. Check, for instance, see if your plan is paying for financial advice and you're not using it. Makes sense. Investment fees, by far the largest component of the 401k plan fees and expenses. Those are associated with managing the plan investments, says the Labor Department. Fees for investment management and other investment-related services generally are assessed as a percentage of the assets invested. Makes sense. You got $100,000, you're going to pay more fees than if you had $20,000. Advisors say the investment fees must not be overlooked. I'll repeat that. Advisors say that investment fees must not be overlooked. The 401k fee with the biggest impact is the mutual fund management and marketing fees, or the expense ratio. But it's typically buried in the prospectus, and it looks like small little percentage, says Carter. And we talked about Mr. Carter. He's been doing some important research here. People don't notice it, and it eats away at the return over time, like a river wearing away the rock to create a valley. Let's talk about individual service fees. In addition to the overall administrative expenses, there may be individual service fees associated with the options offered under the 401k plan. One example, fees associated with a 401k plan. How much are we paying? How much are you paying, folks? Do you know? Now, here's where it gets even more complicated. And this is according to Brooks Herman. He's the head of BrightScope in San Diego. How plan disclosure fees can vary from very short summary to dozens of pages of disclosure documents, he said. This part could be a little painful to figure out, but it's absolutely critical to your future, financial future. Get this, so well worth the effort. You have to do a little homework here to figure out the fees. The Labor Department sample 401k plan fee disclosure form, for instance, suggests identifying the investment product fees, plan administration fees, plan startup or conversion-related charges, and service provider termination-related charges. Okay? But in reality, it's easier than said than done. I wish it were that easy, said Herman, because disclosures vary from record keeper to record keeper. You know, I've moved a lot of 401k plans over and made them safe with the products that I offer. And I'm going to tell you, it's very difficult, even with somebody who does what I do every day, to even find out what these fees are. For cases in point, note that the services of the format along the disclosure statements provided by the record keepers. That's something that should be there for you. If you can't find out what you need in the fee disclosure statement, I suggest going to your human resources or employee benefit department and asking for a breakdown of the fees that you're paying. Because whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. And you need to do your own due diligence. You can also call the plan's record keeper. Now, are the fees reasonable? Once you have an idea of what you're paying and how much you're paying and what you're paying for, you can decide if the fees are reasonable. The law requires the fees charged to a 401k plan be reasonable rather than setting specific level of fees that are permissible. And those fees will vary depending on the large part of the size of your employer. 401k plan, okay? If you have work for a big lawyer, a big employer with the 401k plan, okay, on an average, it's 1.4% for large employers, and it's a little bit less for small employers. So what you want to do is you want to start researching the fees that you're paying and compare them. See if you can compare them to other plans that are similar in terms of asset size, number of plan participants, that type of thing. So it's all about share class. The plan participants of a small employer will pay for more for their 401k. Makes sense to me. And it's also about class, share class. Okay, this if the plan is small with less than $50 million in assets, you generally won't find the least expensive share class being used unless the employer is subsidizing the plan expenses, which many do. The objective over time is for the plan to move to the least expensive share class for every fund within the plan. But even through the plan participants, the small employers tend to pay more for their 401k than other workers. Okay, cheapest isn't automatically the best. When completing investigating for this thing to choose for what you've done for your 401k plan, don't lose sight of the forest for the trees. First, establish your asset allocation, and don't just automatically choose the lowest cost funds that don't fit in your allocation strategy. You know, once you know how much to invest, let's say in large cap stocks, small cap stocks, and the like, you can then compare the funds with similar investment objectives to figure out where to invest. Beware of self-directed brokerage fees. I like these people. I'm going to go to Scottrade. I don't pay any fees in Scottrade. I'm going to buy Scottrade. Anyway, it's do-it-yourself investing. Some plan participants have the option of using what's called a self-directed brokerage account for their 401k investments to buy funds and other investments that aren't directly included in the plan. If you have designs on using self-directed brokerage options, do the research. The fees that you might pay for the investments are often higher than what you would pay in the plan investments. And your plan sponsor should ask for lower fees. Makes sense. If I'm working for a company, why is that company not negotiating for me as an employee lower fees so I'm making more money, saving more money so I can afford to retire? These are things that you want to do. You can go in and ask for lower administrative fees, things like that to help you. You see, what I do for my clients is I move their money out of the 401k, 403b, 457, etc. plans, and I make them an IRA. And here's the nice thing about it is because now we've taken away the risk, because in the 401k, etc. fees, there's risk unless you're in a money market account. We take away the fees. There are no fees in what I do. And we'll discuss that in the show today. And the situation is the fees take away from your returns. So we're going to let you sleep at night. Going to let you get a reasonable range of return. I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income that you can outlive, or you can take 10% penalty free of what you put in. each and every year. Now, think about this. When you get ready to retire, if your money's in a 401k and the market decides to take a tank, as it's done several times now, you know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade. And guess what? You know, it's overvalued right now. We don't know what's driving the market, but it's doing well. So now might be a good time to take some of that money out of the Wall Street casino. But let's say that you've already retired 2 years ago and you're living comfortably and you're having a good time and we have another 08. What are you going to do? Are you going to try to go back to work? Chances are your position has been filled. Chances are that if you try to go find another company, maybe at an older age, you might not get anything. And, you know, there's only so many Walmart greeter jobs out there. So, you know, maybe that's an option for you. Maybe it isn't. What if you have to move in with your kids? See, the nice thing about what I do is we take that money out of the 401k. We make it 100% safe and guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies, providing you don't take out more than 10% penalty free and don't break the contract early. Can't lose any of your principal or any of your gains. That's what I've done for myself. That's what I do for my clients. I talk the talk and I walk the walk. And I sleep at night. My clients sleep at night knowing that our money is protected and safe and guaranteed. If you would like that too, give me a call, 805-660-1313. And let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place. If you want it in a safer place, if you want to stop paying the fees and stop risking your principal, I can do that for you. I've been doing that for a lot of people, and I can help you do that.
When it comes to retirement, Ron, I hear three-legged stool a lot. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, you know, we know that tens of millions of people have lost trillions of dollars in their 401k plan back in 08, and we know that that's a possibility that's going to happen again. A 401k was never, ever designed to be a retirement plan. It wasn't. Mid-70s, what happened is Wall Street and the business community got together and came up with this 401k idea. And really what it's meant to be, well, we'll talk about the three-legged stool for a minute. A three-legged stool is a pension, Social Security, and a savings plan. A 401k was meant to be a savings plan by the employer, so they don't have to fund a pension plan, which is much cheaper because the pension plans are very expensive. Who is the biggest winner in this deal? You would think it would be the participants, but no, it's Wall Street, because millions and millions and millions of dollars are in the hands of novice investors buying mutual funds and stocks, etc., that they know nothing about. Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about, and we went over it very a couple times. We talked about the fees that are in those mutual funds. And we talked about what is the real cost of mutual fund ownership. You know, we've got an average disclosed cost is 1.19%. Average hidden costs are 1.44%. Tax inefficiency cost is 1.10. Total average cost before you see a dime in returns is 3.73. So that's a lot of money to be eating up out of your 401k, 403b, etc. plan. Okay, Wall Street was the biggest winner. Now, back in the mid-70s, Representative George Miller went after the financial industry because the financial industry did not want to disclose all the fees that were put in those 401k plans. And I'm going to tell you something. The financial industry went after George Miller with a vengeance because they did not want this publicized. If you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. Up in the right-hand corner, pretty much right-hand corner, there's a picture of me on the microphone. And in red, it says, if you own a 401k plan, click on here. Same thing for 403b, et cetera. Tom and I talked about that earlier. They're all pretty much the same. They just have little different nuances. I want you to take a look at that little 9-minute video from Steve Croft. Steve Croft is a guy on 60 Minutes, and he's a really good broadcaster. I want you to take a peek at that. It's called the 401k recession. If you own a 401k, et cetera, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now. You need to take a look at that. It was devastating. I don't own one of those. And I'm going to tell you something. I was angry. I was past angry of what the company has done. Then I want you to take a look at the guy from the 401k industry. He's got glasses on, got a little bushy mustache. And Steve Cross asked him these questions. And look at his face. The guy is just out and out lying to us. I mean, he can't even look you straight in the face and tell you. I want you to look at that. If you own these things, you really need to see it. You know, again, what I do with my clients is I take them out of those risks, out of the fees. I put them in safe things where they can't lose their principal. They can't lose any gains. But more important, I can give them a pension. You see, 401ks, 403bs and IRAs and stuff were meant to take out as a pension, not as a lump sum. Nobody wants to pay tax on a chunk of money. You eke it out. You figure out what you need to live, and that's what it is. So I can provide a guaranteed lifetime pension for you that you can't outlive, all while paying no fees to do it. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want that when you're in the risk pool with the 401k, the 403b, etc. So if that's something that's important to you, if your dignity money is important to you that you've got to live on to take care of yourself and your family, then we should talk. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place.
Now, Ron, can you explain the wide range of benefits of a fixed indexed annuity? Explain those to us.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're backed by major insurance companies, okay? And that's the nice thing about them. They're guaranteed by major insurance companies. No one has ever lost a dime in a fixed index linked account at all, providing you don't do a couple things. You don't take out more than 10% penalty free. Okay. You have that option every year starting your first anniversary. Or you can take a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. So there are tax advantages. See, what the nice thing about what I do for my clients and I've done for myself is our stuff is all tax deferred. So you don't pay taxes until you take the money out. So what that means is your money grows at a faster rate, which is nice, okay? So annuities were actually set up in 1730 for Presbyterian Church, for the clergy of them. That was their retirement. Annuities have been around since then. Different type of annuities, but they're still annuities. They're guaranteed backed by major insurance companies. In the 29 crash, Mr. Babe Ruth had all his money in annuities. Different type of annuity than the indexed annuity that we're talking about today on the show. The indexed annuities are tied to indexes or indices, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones Industrial, Hang Seng, FTSE, Russell, Euro. These are things that you can do. So market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't get to go up as far. Market drops, we don't drop. And that's the beauty of it. You get the benefit of a major insurance company. You also have the benefit of the guarantee association. Now, I want you to go to my website, and up top, there's some buttons up there, and it's talk about safety. If you click onto the safety button, you can read all about the guarantee association. It's in all 50 states. You see, your bank keeps minus 11 cents for every dollar you put up. These companies that sell the index annuities have to keep at least $1.02 for every dollar you put up, and some of them keep $1.90 for every dollar you put up. So they're safe, they're backed by major insurance companies, and they're also have a backed by the guarantee association in each and every state. That's why they're safe. So if you ever read the book or the magazine US News and World Report, a guy named Reese, R-E-E-S-E, did a article on the indexed annuities. And he said he can find no one has ever lost a dime in them. And the only way you can lose money is take your money out early, break the contract, just like your cell phone. If you had a cell phone and you break the contract early, you're going to pay a fee. How many, you know, a lot of you out there have had CDs before. You go to the bank, you give them the money for 3 or 4 years, you take it out early, you're going to pay a fee. Same thing here. It's a contract. Don't break the contract and you won't pay any fees. Now, the nice thing about what these contracts are that I do business with is they're declining. They have a declining surrender charge. So you'll pay more in the first few years than you will in the last few years. It's pretty simple. Don't take the money out. Don't take more than 10% penalty free, or you can have a guaranteed lifetime income. You won't have any problem. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money safer.
Let's get back to the gift card program, Ron, and talk about how somebody can meet with you, find out how to keep the cash safe, and get a gift card.
Sure. If you meet with me, set on a one-on-one, we'll sit down and I'll go over your situation with you and see if I can help you keep that money safe, help you maybe get a guaranteed lifetime income that you would like. Once we're done with that, you under no obligation to me, you'll get a $100 gift card, MasterCard or Visa. You can do what you want with it. Now, to qualify for that gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street, okay? We can also give you a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, all while paying no fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, 403b company, etc. Remember, when you pay fees, it takes away from your return. It's like someone going into your pocket and taking cash away from you. That's what they're doing to you. Now, everyone's entitled to make a living. The baker, the guy that works on your car, the lady that cuts your hair, whatever. However, my clients and I, we don't like paying fees. We don't like losing any of our principal. We don't like losing any of our gains. So we are not in those type of instruments. We sleep at night. Our money's safe and protected, backed by major insurance companies. If you would like that too, go on my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And you can send me an email or you can call me 805-660-1313. And I will help you, I promise.
And along with all of that, we still have food. There's a way to win food with Ron Grant.
Yeah.
And it's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, baby. Yeah, I want to thank again Robert over at the Ventura Chick-fil-A. It's over there next to Chuck E. Cheese. Robert, for years, have provided guest cards for my listeners. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give two gift cards to two different people. So that's four cards. You have your choice when you go over there. You got the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. You got the grilled sandwich. You got the spicy sandwich. Or you can do the little Chick-fil-A nuggets, the original or the grilled. It's the 8-count. Tell Robert that you heard about it and want it on the Safer Money Solution Show. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. So here's what it is. To be a winner today, you need to email me your name, your address, your phone number, so I can mail these out. I'll mail them out on Monday. Last week had 17 people that sent them in. And, of course, we can only give it to two people, two cards to two people. That's four cards. You need to email me at right now, Ron, at safermoneyspecialist.com. I'll take the first two people, and it's all time-stamped on as it comes over in the email, and then I will promise you I will mail them out on Monday and get them to you, and then you go over there and you can enjoy them. They are going to expire June 30th of 2018, so it gives you plenty of time to head over there and have a meal.
Definitely find some time by then.
Yes.
Yes. And our team of experts will glean through the emails to make sure the earliest one is the big winner.
That's right, the two
boy,
big winners.
That's a long time.
That's
a plan. Boy, if your calendar's filled till then, you're busy.
You're a busy person. Wow. You got that right. Yeah, for sure. No lunch excellent. For you. Well, you can have dinner. It's no big deal. You use the card, whatever you want. So.
Any which way, Chick-fil-A is the best. We love it there.
Let's carry
on, Ron. How do the safe products work that you and Ricky offer, and why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts? I don't think people look at income and retirement accounts combined.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Spence. For years and years, everyone had pensions. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to be with a company that offered you a pension, that's great. That's fantastic. But you can also have more than one income. Some people have a pension, and they also have a 401k or a 403b, et cetera. So we have two caveats. The first caveat is time. As I've mentioned before, you have to sign up for a period of time. And the very best ones are between 6 and 10 years. There's some at 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, et cetera, et cetera. I think the best ones are between 6 and 10 years. Okay. Next is a ceiling cap. What is a ceiling cap? Well, when we open up our account, we have caps. And that means that we have a potential upside of the market. Each and every year, they can change. So right now, the caps are between, let's say, 18 and 22%. Are we going to hold our breath on getting that? No. But we don't know what's going on with Russia. We don't know what's going on with Korea. Remember something. If you did well in the market 20 years ago, congratulations. It ain't your daddy's stock market anymore. It ain't. It's a global economy. And what happens in China will affect us. What happens in Russia will affect us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So these caps can change every year. However, we get to participate in some of the upside. Okay? And we get to participate at 100%. So if the S&P, for instance, did 6%, you'll get the 6%. It's 100% participation. We can give that guaranteed lifetime income. Now, I want to talk to you about that for a minute. If it's an IRA product, okay, we make it an IRA, and you are legally married or have a partner, domestic partner, okay, here in the state of California, and you pass away, we have some options, or I should say your beneficiaries have some options, your spouse. We can take your name off, and we can put your spouse's name on, or your domestic partner's name on, and it's called a stretch IRA. And they can continue the contract. Or they can take out all the money and go home. Of course, they got to pay taxes on it because you haven't paid taxes on it. Remember, these are pre-tax dollars. Or they can take some payments. And that's up to them. Okay? It's their money. They can do what they want to do with it at that time. Now, if it is still an IRA product and it is your children or your brother, your sibling, that type of thing, then they have some options. They can take payments over 5 years, or they can take it all out and pay the taxes on. Those are some of the options that they have, okay? Same thing basically for non-qualified. Those are qualified products that we just talked about. That means you haven't paid taxes on it. Non-qualified is you've already paid the taxes on it, okay? Or, you know, maybe you had a death benefit or you sold your boat or whatever, okay? Totally different. So those are the ways. Remember, though, that guaranteed lifetime income is guaranteed for as long as you live on this earth and it's locked in, or you could take what's called a step up, get a raise. The index does well, you can do well. So there's a couple of different scenarios there. And this is all I do, this and long-term care. So I know what I'm talking about. This is what I've been doing for a long time. I've helped a lot of people. And I have, there's 37 companies out there that offer people these index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. So I can help you get the right ones for what is right for you. And sometimes I even do different ones for spouses, depending on what their wants and their needs are and their, you know, their particular story. This is not cookie cutter by any means. And it's not brain surgery by any means. It's very simple. Don't take more than 10% penalty free each and every year or a guaranteed lifetime income, or don't break the contract early. Okay. You won't pay any fees. Now, some companies, these income, there's called income riders. They write on top of the policy. Some of the companies offer riders at an additional cost. So that would be a fee. And that's your option if you want to take that. I have some companies that offer the income rider at not an additional cost. It's built into the product. So that's something that you can do. So you have options. And these are some nice things that I always like to have options. I'm a consumer too. I like to make sure that I have options and that type of thing. So if you think this is important for you, remember, retirement is very, you're going to live, some of you are going to live 30 to 40 years after retirement. That's scary, I know. And I will tell you this, many of you are going to outlive your money. Three reasons, no particular order. You didn't put enough away, you didn't start early enough, but the habitual offender is you stayed in risk too long. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, real estate trusts, gas, oil, that is risk. ETFs, GLDs, it's risk. You stayed there too long. You tried to, either that or you tried to time the market. Back in 08, 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got zeros. And I would rather have a zero than lose my principal and any gains that I already earned. You do not have that right with what you have. I do. My clients do. If you would like to be safe and protected like that, then we need to talk. It's that simple. We need to get you out of the risk factor and the fees that take away from your returns and make it safe for you. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. And let me help you.
We'll have more coming up with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, and we'll do that in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money Public Workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, another great Saturday here in Ventura County. We'll talk about some car shows when we wrap it up, but now we got to talk about a gift card. This is really a great thing you're doing for folks. You know, maybe folks that don't like to dine out and discuss their finances can now have a one-on-one with you, Ron, and learn about their finances, keeping their money safe, and get a gift.
It's important, I think, Spence. Everyone should really get an idea, get a second opinion. You know, it never hurts to get a second opinion. I would hope that if you were going to have brain surgery on Monday, that you've got the week before that, you got at least another piece of advice or talk to another doctor and got another take on it. And that's what I'm trying to do for people, just kind of give them a second opinion, see what it is. And I help a lot of people that way. And so I know a lot of people won't come to dinners, and I've been feeding a lot of you for 9+ years. But let's sit down on a one-on-one. Let me see if I can help you. Let me take a look at what you have. Let me figure out how we can make that, keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose it. And for that, under no obligation, you'll get a $100 gift card. It's a MasterCard or Visa that I will give you, and then you can do what you want with that card. It's not a problem. Okay? Now, to qualify for the gift card, please be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and never lose again. You know, with me, you get to participate in that upside of Wall Street, some of it anyway, but you never participate in the downside, okay? And don't pay any fees that take away from your returns. Also, we talked about lifetime income. That's important. Top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you, okay? So meeting one-on-one with me and the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
Let's go to long-term care insurance now. Why is it so important? And give us some of the long-term care insurance myths.
Spence, it's the most important insurance you'll ever buy. You know, many of you know the story about my dad. You know, my dad, unfortunately, for 45 years he worked, and then he had a stroke. They found him laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. His home was paid for. His car was paid for. He had a small pension. He had Social Security. My dad was living comfortably. He wasn't living high on the hog, but he was living comfortably. And then the stroke hit him, and we had to deplete everything this man worked for 45 years. His car, his cash, his home, and he went on Medi-Cal. And we'll talk about what Medi-Cal is here in the state. Here's a question for you. You're going to need help someday. Do you have enough money saved for long-term care services out of pocket? Will you be able to access the funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? And if so, what assets will you be selling? Will paying for long-term care services mean you'll have to forego plans for retirement? These are some things that you need to talk to your spouse about and figure out what's going on. Many people say, oh, you know, I'm just going to shoot myself. Well, if you're paralyzed like my dad was on the left side, how are you going to shoot yourself? How are you going to get a gun? That's really a logistic question you've got to answer yourself. You say, oh, your kids, your sister or your daughter or your son is going to take care of you? Well, I don't know about you. I don't want to be a burden to my family. First of all, my family's not caregivers. They do other things for a living. And a lot of parents have been dropped, knees and hips broken, knees broken, coming in and out of showers and stuff like that. Plus, my family has their own life. I can stay with them and live with them because I have a policy, and the policy will pay for that and not tax them physically or financially. Well, let's talk about a couple of myths. Everyone thinks Medicare is going to pay for their long-term care costs, and it doesn't. It pays for less than 5%. And to get Medicare to pay for long-term care, it must be skilled care. And the word skilled means deemed to get better. If you're over 65 or 65 and over, you get 100 days out of your lifetime on Medicare. The first 20 days is on a zero-day deductible to you. The next 80 days that you're progressing, let me underline that word, progress. You must be progressing to get Medicare. If you're not progressing, Medicare stops immediately. You have a copay the next 80 days if you're progressing. It's about $190 a day out of your pocket. 95% of the people that are receiving care in nursing homes are custodial care. That's everything we all did today or will do today. Eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, continence, transferring. Medicare never have, never will pay one red cent for them. Who will need long-term care? 70% of the people over the age of 65 will need some care. Average man, 2.5 to 3 years. My dad was in for 8 years. Some people have been in for 20 years. Average woman, 3.5 to 4 years. Yeah, don't get mad at me, men, but women are stronger. They live longer. Don't kill the messenger, please. What's the cost of care in our area for a mediocre place? $8,500 to $9,000 a month. Best place, top of place, $12,000 a month. You say you're going to go to assisted care facility? Okay. Average cost of care at a mediocre place, $6,500 to $7,000 a month. Top of the places are $9,000 a month. People say, well, you know what? Should I transfer the risk to an insurance company or be my own insurance company? Well, why do you have car insurance, fire insurance, health insurance? Some of us have life insurance. There's a 1 out of 240 chance you're going to total your car. There's a 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn down, yet you wouldn't go to bed tonight without fire insurance. You see, you've transferred the risk for pennies on the dollar to insurance companies. You have failed to transfer the risk for the largest risk that you have, and that's long-term care. You are the insurance company for long-term care. Okay? Why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance, long-term care insurance, for pennies on the dollar? Don't even know how to answer that question. It perplexes me every time I meet with people. They think it ain't going to happen to me. Go happen to the other guy. Well, it does happen to people. Is applying for Medi-Cal an option for me? Medi-Cal is an indigent program for people in the state of California. It's called Medicaid in other states. It's a federal program. There is a spend down rule. Federal works with state here. It's a spend down rule. You have to deplete your assets. It has to go down to a certain level to qualify for Medi-Cal. If you are single in the state of California, that threshold is $2,000. The car, the cash, the home, all has to go. When it reached $2,000, I then applied for my dad for Medi-Cal. And it's not fun to see what my dad worked for 45 years to be depleted like that. He had every other type of insurance, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance, earthquake insurance, fire insurance, but he didn't have long-term care insurance. Why, I do not know. My dad was a pretty smart man. The other problem with Medi-Cal is you may not get a bed in the area you want to be in. You may have to go to Santa Barbara. You may have to go to Palmdale, Lancaster, LA. We don't know. On any given day, there may not be any beds available in Ventura County. Where are you going to go to get care? Please, if not with me, look at long-term care insurance with somebody. It is the most important insurance you're ever going to put away for your family, especially if you're older. You know, people say, well, life insurance. Well, you know what? If your family's grown and they're out of the nest and they have their own families, life insurance, you don't need to leave them any life insurance. But that's up to you. But what if you have a stroke and you're paralyzed and you can't move? Who's going to pick you up? Who's going to take you to the shower? Who's going to cook for you, clean for you? And who's going to pay those wages to those people? You need to take a look at this insurance. Please give me a call, 805-660-1313. Let me sit down and help you. I can do a lot of the stuff over the phone, by the way. I can get a lot of the information over the phone, do the shopping for you. We'll look at the companies that are out there to help you. If it makes sense, we'll get together and I'll take an application. Remember, it's the only insurance you can't buy and own the day that I come to see you or you come to see me. It has to be underwritten. It takes about 30 days to underwritten. And if your health changes in that 30 days, they will just say, I'm sorry, we can't give it to you. And people have been turned down. Even 28-year-olds are getting turned down now because of chronic illnesses and things like that, medications they're taking. It's very, very important you look at this insurance, folks. I can't stress it enough.
Will Hart's on the phone line.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
All right. How's your Saturday going?
It's going fantastic.
All right. Well, if you haven't heard of Mr. Will Hart on my show, he is my metal man. He does metals for me. silver and gold, the coins and the bullion, those big blocks, you know. He carries around a couple of those big blocks with him in his pocket, don't you, Will?
Yeah, I wish.
I wish too, buddy. Then we'll find out where you live. No. Anyway, here's the deal. Will has helped me, and he's helped my clients. And the nice thing about it is that we know when the dollar goes one way, gold's going to go another way. So here's a question for you. Shed some light on why my listeners should have some gold or silver in their portfolio for true class diversification, please.
Yeah, well, you were just saying it. It's all about insurance, and gold acts as portfolio insurance. If you feel that the dollar is heading south, if you feel that the stock market is poised for a correction, if you feel that we're going to have further geopolitical issues, North Korea throwing missiles everywhere, all of these things are, when they go south, are good for gold and silver. So it's all about protecting yourself. Don't get hit like in the last market correction where people have lost up to 40% of their portfolios. While on the other hand, the people who were in gold and silver watched their metals rocket upward. So again, it's just getting a piece of your portfolio out of paper and be class diversified, just like you said.
Yeah. Now, what are the options people have to buy the physical gold and silver, and how do the metals get stored?
Sure. So the two options, you can either buy the metals with what I like to call dusty dollars. You got money sitting there really not earning anything in the bank, so you can use those dollars and convert them into physical gold and silver. We ship the metals right to your doorstep for you to put it in a safe place, and then when you're ready to liquidate it, let us know. And then the other option, of course, is inside of a retirement account, 401k, IRA, Roth, traditional, whatever it may be. We can actually do a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover, put you into physical gold and silver, and those metals can either be stored what we call private storage, where you store yourself, or it can be stored at a depository. And again, it's just a nice option to know that if things go south, you've got a little nest egg of precious metals that are going to run typically in the opposite direction.
Why is it important to have it in coins versus bars?
Okay, well, there's a couple of reasons why. First off, like you yourself, Ron, you purchased the American Eagles. It's our number one seller. With American Eagles, when you decide to liquidate them, there's not a taxable event. There's no 1099 issued. With bars, it is. And again, American Eagles are recognized worldwide, so there's no assays that need to be done. You know, it's with a bar. I hate to say it, but everybody knows the Chinese like to duplicate things, and they like to take gold, and they'll do them. Not saying all of them do this, but it's been known to have bars out there that are gold plated, and inside is tungsten steel. So with American Eagles, there's never an issue.
Okay. If you would like to get some safety and have some metals and diversify portfolio the way class diversification is, give us a call, 805-660-1313, and I'm going to put you in touch with Will Hart. I've got my money with him. He's helped a lot of my clients. He knows what he's talking about on the metal, and he'll get you the right stuff. Will, listen, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Give us your number. How do we hook up with you so we can get a gift card?
Oh, 805-660-1313. I want everybody out there to have a blessed weekend, and let's all try to be nice to each other.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive. And paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.